Americans and Australians often feel a kind of kinship. We each think of ourselves as wide open places that have never been constrained by a class system. We're both proud to feel that we were settled by outlaws, actual convicts in Australia, religious dissidents like Pilgrims and Quakers who were often imprisoned before being sent off on slow boats to what is now the United States. And in each continent, the settlers pushed back native peoples. Americans and Australians both inhabit countries that stretch from sea to shining sea. We like to see ourselves as friendly, funny, generous, and cheerfully vulgar. The kind of people who say come over any time and mean it. The sort of folks who buy a round of drinks and leave a good tip because we appreciate people who work hard to earn more. We have both sometimes thought that we can isolate ourselves from the rest of the world. And when we've discovered that this is not true, we have sent Americans and Australians off into the battles of old Europe, Asia, and most recently Afghanistan. We like to think of ourselves as good friends in a pinch. Both Australia and the United States are afflicted by racial and social problems, but we are also societies that people from all over the world have sought to enter, and some of them, smuggled into the holds of ships, have died, trying to reach the shore of opportunity and liberty that many people glimpse in both countries. Over the past generation, these feelings of common identity have probably grown even stronger. Australia has become so visible in American culture. There's something hilarious in seeing American actors play Australians in the 1959 film On the Beach, because today, of course, Australians not only speak for themselves, but also Americans. Russell Crowe, Nicole Kidman, Sam Neill, and Naomi Watts. So many accomplished Australians routinely portray American roles with particular swagger. The people who cased the Sari nightclub in Bali, then planted the bombs that killed at least 180 people there, must have known that most of the people they were going to murder were Australians. There have been other terrorist attacks over the past year. German tourists killed at a synagogue in Tunisia, a French ship off the coast of Yemen, the interrupted shoe bombing aboard a flight between Paris and Miami, and perhaps other incidents in just the past few days. But this week we saw photographs of some of the honeymooning couples, kids on holiday and visiting rugby players who were killed, as they laughed and danced and went about their lives. Americans have those kinds of photographs in our memories, too. It is a loss we share with good friends an ocean away.